Do we have Frey and Wendy?
You have Friendy and Friends.
Friendy and Friends. Oh, okay. Sure, yeah. You couldn't come to the radio station today. Too cold. Too lazy.
It's too cold, yes.
Yeah.
Wendy, out there.
Just tell him you're still waiting for the check.
Oh, yes, we're still up in Cheyenne, a little back, waiting for the check. Yeah.
But that was a great place, that Little America thing. Thank you so much for introducing us to that.
I had a wonderful time.
Well, now I call Wendy the Rick Steves of the U.S. and especially Colorado.
Well, and we do own, Frandy owns matching Rick Steves luggage.
Oh, that's right. Ooh.
Yes.
Does it have big crosses on it or anything like that?
No, it's just nice. Really serviceable luggage. One reason I got it was because it was advertised to be good for tall people.
Okay.
You know, it's a good height for them. It does fit.
It'd be wrong for me, that's for sure.
Is he particularly tall, Wendy?
Well, you could adjust it, though. It's adjustable.
Is Rick Steves himself tall, or does he just design that way?
I would guess he's about 6 feet tall. Most men are 6 feet tall. It's amazing how many men are 6 feet tall.
Not many. How tall is your husband, Fred?
Fred, what's your height? He says he's 5'10".
Oh, well, all right. That's perfectly normal height, of course.
Yes.
And his
very
length?
Average.
No, I kid. So you guys are going to Boston in... what? No?
Yes, we are. We're going to Boston. I'm going to be sort of adjudicating some what are considered the best documentaries by a committee of librarians.
Oh, okay. But I thought it was in January. I thought it was coming very soon that you were taking your trip, aren't you?
Yes, it's about a week.
Okay. Joyce is making like that some kind of secret. I'm sorry to take the cat out of the bag if that's some weird sort of secret.
Well, I probably shouldn't discuss the films maybe till after we've made.
You don't have to tell the film. Are you going to see any theater there?
Fred mentioned. Fred, what theater were you thinking of seeing in Boston? He is coming over to look it up. Yeah, so we've been having sort of fun doing retro songs. We finally have tried to put YouTube on our regular TV screen, and we've been looking up songs from the 80s.
Oh, cool, okay.
And things like Love Shack and the Bangles, Dance Like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
One I like, I don't know about my friends here. Do you remember Safety Dance, Men Without...
Oh, my God. Wait, how did that go, Ben?
You can dance if you want.
They have a hat. Men Without Hats or something, right?
Yes.
Whoa. Wow, that's going to be a weird road trip. Well, you were on the road trip that we were on to Cheyenne. You were playing, Flight of the Conchords and then William Shatner. So it doesn't really get much weirder than that.
I have strange taste. Oh, I found this. There's a ukulele orchestra in Great Britain, and they were playing the theme from Shaft on their ukuleles.
Whoa!
Yes,
wow.
It actually exists.
Yeah. I'm talking about Shaft. I can't even imagine it.
Damn. Oh, here, Fred pulled up the play. Here,
let's hear this.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Fred. Happy 2016 to you.
Okay, yeah. The play I was looking at in Boston... Citizens of the Empire, space opera.
Oh, there you go. That fits you because you're into science fiction and all that. So that kind of
makes.
I've heard nothing about this. So if you go, I want to hear.
Yeah, it's an original play, apparently.
Good. Okay.
Boston Public Works production. I don't know.
Go for it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, do you sit through all the movies that Wendy sits through when she goes to these things, or do you have time on your own and you go elsewhere?
I go elsewhere. She's not. She's not going to movies here. She's going to just sit around and talk about them all day.
Oh God! Wow. Oh, she sees the movies first, and then that's why she can't mention, of course, what films.
Right. Then they lock themselves in a room and talk about them all day.
Yeah. That sounds terrible to most of the world, but as a theater critic, that kind of sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah. Okay.
So what are your other plans when you do, I don't know when you're going to Boston, you don't have to say, but it's fairly soon. What are your other plans? What do you hope to do there?
Well, we're meeting some friends from Vermont. They're coming down. And
oh, cool.
They have kids, so we'll probably do kid-friendly things.
Okay.
I
Sorry
know,
about that. How was your 2015, all in all?
It was good. It was good.
Good.
Good. We went, you know, we went to Maine. We went to New York.
Nice.
We traveled. Yeah.
All right, yeah, that's good. So, I mean, it's just great that you are our friends, and we're very, very lucky to meet you and know you. It's been marvelous the way we've gotten to know each other over the past couple of years. And even though you didn't want to venture out of your house to the radio station today.
Well, no, we're not that crazy.
You know, the first year, oh, let's go to the radio station. It's exciting. He's doing this show. Second year, oh, yeah, let's come back and do it. This year, it's like,
in those years, there was a massive amount of snow and ice.
Yeah,
I know.
There probably was.
They didn't have to risk life and limb. Now it's a little more treacherous.
They drove home from Cheyenne where the snow was like going through a car wash with a mop.
You forgot that Fred has electromagnetism and can stop computer screens, so he's not afraid of, you know.
Hey, have you broken anything else, Fred?
Oh, yeah, I've been trying, but yeah.
Well, guys, it's all we can do is really, really wish you a very, very happy, healthy, and fun New Year. Hope to see you guys even more in 2016 than we did in 2015, if you can tolerate us.
And tell Wendy David's now a brony.
Did you give somebody a bro hug?
Did I get my
did
vulva?
Get a bro
what?
Hug?
Vulvas.
No, David is now a brony. He has all My Little Pony. He watches the cartoons and has the memorabilia.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I just fell in love completely with the program. It's the big eyes of the horses and the... it was actually the horse's genitals that were most interesting.
And he's making some laser show now, like that guy.
Wow.
And the life lessons from...
Happened.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's taken over my life. I'm coloring in pastels all the time now.
I'll give you a bro hoof. This is from a Pegasister.
Yeah, bro hoof from a Pegasister. That's it.
He's putting his hand out, Wendy, to do it on the phone. He doesn't understand. Yeah.
Well, I can pass the phone around to folks here. Would you like to say...
Yes, absolutely. Let's, because I think there were people who were in the studio last year, right? Also, yeah.
Here, I'll pass the phone to Chuck.
Super duper. Hello, Chuck.
Hi.
Hey, Chuck. What's up, Chuck? It's vomit. No, I just, what's new? How was your 2015?
Oh, it was okay. I started kept on developing my photography, and now I'm trying to make it professionally.
Well, Mazel, have you had much luck? Any good clients this year?
Oh, just a couple, really.
All right.
I think a lot of it right now is just establishing myself and getting a little more publicity. Basically.
Well, yeah, that's huge. I don't know. I mean, are you trying to do it all on social media, or do you have other avenues to do that?
Well, social media is part of it. Actually, I joined the Greeley Chamber of Commerce a couple of days ago.
Oh, so good.
I go to meetings there and try and push kind of a dual track. Part of it will be just artistic stuff, and the other will be more commercial stuff, like, you know, shoot business people headshots and stuff like that.
Sounds good, Chuck, man. And how are things personally in your life? Was things been good?
Kind of disappointing. Been out of work for a while, and it's partially because I've been pursuing the photography too.
Well, yeah. No. I mean, I know the feeling of going long stretches without any paid, real, quote-unquote, work. But
well, I think I'm good enough. I'm not worried about the quality of my work. It's more like getting more publicity.
Getting it out there. Chamber of Commerce is a great idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty inexpensive, too. I was kind of pleased it was as cheap as it is.
Cool. Well, it's great to talk to you. I wish you a happy, healthy, and successful New Year. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pass you off to, Don doesn't want to talk to you.
Hey, Chuck, by the way, what's your last name?
Turner,
okay. Chuck, so do you have a website where people can look at your photography and stuff?
I'm working on one now. I don't have it yet. I have a Facebook page, Chuck Turner Photography.
Chuck Turner Photography on Facebook.
I
cool.
put a lot of stuff on there.
Great. Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
pass me over to the next person.
Okay. Who wants to be next?
Next on the hot seat is?
I think Julie wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello, Julie.
Hi, Dave. Happy 2016.
Happy 2016 to you, too. Did you have a reasonably happy 15?
Yeah, we did. We it was very interesting. It ended happy. We moved.
To or from or what?
We sold our house in North of Greeley, and we moved to Lyons.
Oh, my gosh. The zoo let you in? I'm sorry. Okay, it's a Lyons joke. There. Yeah.
Oh, yes, right. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's much less of a zoo, actually. It's a small town.
Uh-huh.
And we had lots of help from everybody in this room tonight.
Wow, people actually helped you move? That's like...
Oh, my God.
That's like Orpheus asking people to help him on his journey to hell to find Eurydice. I mean, it's like, good for them. Well done. Helping people move. So you're very happy in your new home?
Well, yes, finally. After we're still getting unpacked. It took most of 2015. it was sort of a fog. But now our living room is set up. Our office is set up.
Lovely.
I mean, our kitchen is set up. Our bedroom is set up.
You have a toilet, right? The toilet's set up? You got that?
What's that?
You got a toilet set up, I hope, somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the cistern is
a... Obviously.
Hey, what do you do again? Remind me, what do you do?
Oh, I'm a physical therapist.
Ah, that's right. You do the massage and the things and that, yes.
Yeah, and I haven't worked for months because I quit to get moved.
Right.
And I'm just starting to look for work again. So,
if people are listening in the listening audience want to come to you maybe for a happy ending.
Yeah.
Ow. Stop hitting me.
Yeah, you should tell them about where you're jumping tomorrow.
What?
Oh, yeah. We're the Lyons Polar Bear Club.
Oh, no.
A New Year's Day plunge.
In where?
Into the Black Bear Hole in the St. Bernard River.
Oh, my God. How'd you convince the bear to do it? No, I don't know what that means.
I can hear Joyce in the background. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
Happy New Year. Hi. Yeah, so we're going to go plunge into the St. Vrain River tomorrow at 1:30 in the afternoon.
I mean, it's not like one of these warm winters we're having here. I mean, It'll be 20-something degrees in there.
Wear a scuba suit. Wear some kind of scuba suit and flippers,
my strategy is, yeah. I've been watching YouTube. So we watched Friends do this plunge a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we watched a YouTube video of the plungers a couple of years ago. And my strategy is just to put a regular bathing suit on.
Yeah.
And put lots of clothes on, right, and take them off right before we plunge.
Yeah.
Plunge in, towel off, put a bathrobe on, take all my wet clothes off, and put every stitch of warm clothing on that I possibly round up.
She's assuming she retains her consciousness. During
Yeah, it's called hypothermia. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, I mean, there's something exciting.
Do you want to come? You want to join us?
No. Joyce is considering it.
David won't step in the bathtub if it's below 98 degrees. He's afraid of getting pneumonia.
I go into a pool, toes, ankles, feet, no problem, knees, thighs gets a little iffy. Soon as it gets to like my lower back, I'm like, up to the nipples, I'm dying. I can't. And this is a 70 degree pool. Yeah, and then from the nipples to the neck, it's killing me. And then the head, not so bad. But somewhere between the penis and the neck, I do not want to be in cold water.
That was the area you were concerned about, too.
You know, go to the Marriott or something, or maybe like a Holiday Inn, and just go in the hot tub and pretend you're doing it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually think somebody usually has a hot tub going.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Cool bars.
I mean, thank you for the
invitation.
We're
the culture here.
Wow.
Oh. It's sort of an initiation, I think, into being a Lyons resident.
Wow.
I guess. I don't know. It's appealing in some kind of a way, and yet Not?
No.
This is from the people that won't venture out because it's too cold right now.
Yeah, no, exactly. They won't, you won't come to a freaking radio station that's a mile away, but you're going to dip in the San Fran River. Now, Wendy, you're not going
to
do
it. It's a bear place. They're going to a bear place.
She's trying to talk me into it, or at least watching. I don't know.
Well, watching is...
I think it sounds like a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Well, it is, because that's how we started.
Wow.
We observed it 2 years ago, and here we go.
Whoa. I wish you well. I appreciate the invite. I think I'm going to... Even though I'd love to see Lions, Colorado, I think we'll take
a... Oh, come out with Fred and Wendy. You are more than welcome. It's beautiful. There's lots of open space trails to hike on. It's just a great new location.
Whoa.
And we'll look for you out there.
Well, think about it. Well, thank you. I'll talk to Joyce. We'll see if we even wake up tomorrow at this stage. But,
okay.
Because we're going to drink ourselves to excess to get to sleep tonight. No. So of the people in that room with you, how many people are actually going into the water?
Oh, Don and I.
Just
two
you
two.
Two of six. Two of six. All right. So tell Don, just beware of shrinkage. It happens.
Don, beware of shrinkage.
Shrink.
Shrink.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was born with shrinkage.
Well, right. I, if I shrink any, well, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be invisible, and then that would be so cool.
Well, have a safe dunk, as it were. And you know, hopefully you won't have to be rushed to the hospital when it's over.
Come visit.
Enjoy. We'd love to. We'll let Friendly know tomorrow morning if we can if we can do it. We really appreciate the offer, and it's tempting. We'll think about it. Thank you. So, anybody else want to talk? Anybody else want to grab the telephone? Or are we good?
I think everybody else has declined. They're deep in conversation.
Oh, well, excuse me.
So.
God forbid they should want to be on the radio. God forbid they should be part of this legendary experience that will be preserved forever on the web. But okay, but it's great to talk to you.
Me
wishing
too.
You
yeah.
all a happy, happy, and a healthy new year and a briefly wet and cold new year, if that's what you like.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
And Friendly, if I don't talk to you before you guys go off on your trip, that might be a couple of weeks away, but have a great one.
Oh, thank you.
See you guys really soon.
And bring pineapple. Take a lot of photos.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Will do.
Well, they have all three fruits, actually. They got pineapple,
yeah,
pear.
I think pineapple's the main one. The other ones are just
second.
They're understudies.
Yeah. Well, we have to call Southwest and find out if they allow three fruits on board.
Oh, you know, all the flight attendants are fruits at this point. You know that. Oh, no.
Hey. If you have to pay a fee for excess, baggage, don't take. Just wear them as a pin. That's what David
there
does.
There you go. Or go for a dip in the San Fran River and use them as a flotation device.
Yeah.
That would work.
That is practical.
Well, Friendly, happy. Talk to you.
Friendly and friends.
Friendly and friends. And all Chuck and Julie and everybody else. And most
Thank you time. Guys.
And have a wonderful one. Talk to you, I would say next year, but we're in next year.
We're in next year.
So talk to you this year.
Okay.
All right. Have a great night. Thanks so much for calling in.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody.
You too. Happy New Year.
Good night.